Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button so you know when new episodes pop up. And it helps us with our sub count, which people seem to point to and say, how many subs you got? Oh, I've got 181,000. Oh, great. Anyways, we're also on patreon.com/Steven Larson. As of filming right now, we're 14 patrons away. 14 patrons away from reaching the magic number 1,000 patrons. And if we hit that number, we get a pizza party.
We have to hit that number by noon Sunday.
By noon Sunday.
Noon Pacific time, we will do a reaction live stream for Backlash.
We have all sorts of great rewards.
And pizza.
We're actually going to be updating the Patreon come June 1st, where we're going to be adding a bunch of stuff to it. So be sure to get on the train early.
Yes.
For no other reason than to contribute to the show.
Yes. And help us get a pizza party.
I want a pizza party, man.
Where we get the pizza from?
You're getting ahead of yourself, man. Boy, don't look ahead to Game 7. We got Game 6. Game 6 is 17 is 14 more patrons.
I need to plan out my nutrition plan for the rest of the week. That's why I ask. We're also at Pro Wrestling Tees at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw. 9 designs. Hopefully by the time this episode goes up, there will be a 10th.
How about this?
I have to do one thing.
We're really close. Is done. We're really close to $5,000 from our Patreon a month. If we get to $5,000 by noon Sunday, we'll get Roundtable. If we don't get to $5,000 by noon Sunday, we'll get Little Caesars.
Well, I think if we get 1,000 contributors, it's a near certainty that it's going to cross $5,000.
They're all $1 contributors?
It's not, but it's... How many times do we get 14 $1 contributors?
Ooh, watch. Now you just jinxed us. Now we're going to have crap Little Caesars.
We'll see. Okay, I'll agree to your terms.
I'm not saying Little Caesars is crap. They're not as good as a round table.
No, not even close.
Not even close.
I'll agree to your terms.
Okay, very good.
But we're here not to talk about a pizza party. We're here to talk about Backlash, which we hope you're watching while eating pizza.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. We're going to do predictions.
Correct.
So Backlash, this should be a really fun pay-per-view. Should be good. Looking forward to it.
I hope so. I feel like a lot of the matches are pretty predictable.
But save for maybe two. Should be good matches, though.
Yeah, I hope so.
Should be good matches.
Let's start with the pre-show where Ty Dillinger is going to be taking on Aiden English.
Now, hold on. Ty Dillinger will be beating Aiden English.
Yes, yeah.
There is no...
Zero doubt.
Lock of the mat. Lock of the night. Can you consider a pre-show match a lock?
Yeah, but there's probably one match that is 100% surefire lock.
All right, continuing on. We both agree tie.
Yeah, no argument
there. Do you need to write that down?
No, it's written down right there.
Written down, okay. Number two.
Oh, I have to write your things down.
What's next?
I will do it on the master form here. Next, Baron Corbin versus Sami Zayn.
Baron Corbin wins.
Yeah, Baron Corbin wins.
Here's the thing. They can't really extend this feud much beyond this because Money in the Bank is next, and I have a feeling both these guys are going to be at Money in the Bank.
Well, that's a storyline that could play into that match.
Right,
and they
exactly.
They continue afterwards. Exactly. Yeah, they could continue this. Because during Sammy's promo on SmackDown, he said, you know, I'm the type of guy, I'm paraphrasing here, that no matter how many times you knock me down, I'll keep getting back up.
Right, exactly. He's going to get knocked down.
Yeah, yeah, and he'll get knocked down during Money in the Bank probably too, and eventually in 3 months' time, maybe he'll pick up a win over Baron Corbin.
It doesn't matter that Baron Corbin was technically standing tall in the go-home show?
Over Sammy?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
No.
Okay.
Baron wins.
I agree with that. Next.
Next. Luke Harper versus
Dude Harper.
Eric Rowan.
You got to watch this Talking Smack thing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I want to watch it. Does that influence your pick?
No. Luke Harper wins.
Yeah,
Luke
Harper.
Because Eric Rowan already won on SmackDown. They're going to have one again.
Although, if they decide that, I mean, they're giving Eric Rowan TV time. Maybe they want to establish him more as a character. Maybe another win over Luke Harper, who they seem to have zero plans for.
That's true.
I'm going to change my mind.
Okay.
I'm going to say Eric Rowan.
You're going to lose.
Probably. But so, but I have a feeling that we're going to have a lot of the same choices, and we need to mix things
maybe
up a little
not,
bit.
Maybe not.
Okay, maybe I'll revisit that.
But yeah, put an asterisk
next
near that.
The Usos
Ooh.
Versus Fashion Police.
Here's the thing. Are they going to have the Fashion Police? Look, here's the thing. I'll guarantee this, and this isn't part of the pretty. Fashion Police will hold those titles.
Yes.
It's just, is it going to happen at Backlash? Is it going to happen on a SmackDown following Backlash? Or is it going to happen on...
Money in the Bank.
I feel like they haven't really fought yet, so I feel like the heels have to come out on top first for the faces to then come back and get those titles. On the other hand, WWE hasn't really treated the Usos like they're much of anything beyond letting them deliver some really impressive promos, some very fiery promos.
Yes.
And so is that enough to warrant them keeping the titles? I'm going with what I wrote down earlier. I think Fashion Police pick up the titles.
Same here.
Okay.
But I see.
I'm not huge on that choice, though. I'm not 100%
yeah,
on that.
There
definitely
were,
not a lot.
There were only two. My first pass at making these predictions, there was two matches, both of the tag team matches, where I was unsure which way to go.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just went with my gut.
Yeah.
My gut tells me they've been investing so much time in building up the Fashion Police that and you can't really tell how well received the Fashion Files segments are. By the live crowd.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they pipe in that audio.
Twitter reaction has been outstanding.
Yes.
And I'm not just talking about our Twitter people. Like, we follow a bunch of other, you know, Twitter wrestling accounts.
Across the board.
Across the board. People love the Fashion Files. I think they're going to pull the trigger on this.
Yes, me too. Next, six-woman tag match. Naomi, Becky Lynch, and Charlotte versus Natalia, Carmella, and Tamina.
I can't find a reason for the faces to come out on top here. There's
I really
no
can't
reason.
Either. Either welcoming committee wins to further the dissension storyline or the tension storyline between the faces, or Becky turns heel, costing the faces the win.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no heels go over here.
Yeah.
I would love for it to be because Becky Lynch is going to be turning heel.
Call
I would
it then.
Love for that.
Call happen. It. Is that your call?
That's my call.
Okay.
But I don't lose a point if she doesn't. If that
no, you don't
happen.
Lose a point. You just don't get one.
I get prestige if that happens.
You get a bonus. Noted, Becky turns heel on this document,
which
is official record.
Are we going to have this note officially notarized?
No, that costs money. I'm not going to pay for it.
Notary public?
Not going to pay for that.
Did you know I'm a notary public?
Not true.
I could have been through...
Yeah, you could have been, but you're not. You said you were.
Through one of my employment things.
You said you could have been, but you were not.
Through the bank that I worked with? I don't know. Maybe it was through Machinima. They were offering notary service.
I wasn't aware of that. I might have taken advantage of that.
I know, right? You weren't paying attention to the
Guess
time.
Not. Next, for the U.S. title, the new face of America, Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles.
This is going to be a barn burner
this
match.
This should be match of the night.
This, oh, yeah. I think this definitely
should
be
match of the night. Should be.
I have Owens going over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't think... So that's what I mean. I think a lot of these outcomes seem nearly certain.
Well, it's because here's the thing. It's
because it makes logical sense story-wise.
Well, there's a lot of new feuds going into this.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we have? We haven't had, like...
Most of these are new feuds.
Number one, this
is the first pay-per-view after the shakeup, yes.
After the shakeup. So we've got new feud, new feud, new feud, new feud, new feud. Harper Rowan, you can kind of call that new feud-ish. Corbin's a new feud.
Yeah, they're pretty much all new feuds.
All new feuds. And there's not a lot of change over in the new feud. Like, when it comes to titles... takes some time sometimes.
Yeah,
Owens goes over here.
But I wonder if how long Owens and Styles...
Boy, we are on the same page.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Feud, and B...
oh, I know what your lock is. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the next match is an absolute 100% lock.
Okay, all right.
How long is this feud going to go on, and at any point will AJ win the belt? Because we've heard that Shinsuke and Kevin Owens... are doing some live event matches over the summer, I believe. So is this just a 1 month feud before Owens and Styles move on to other things?
What's Styles going to move on to? God, I hope it's not gender.
I have no idea.
As much as I like gender, I want to see AJ compete against good wrestlers. AJ versus Corbin?
It kind of feels like Corbin and Sami Zayn are going to be in a thing for a little while.
Probably, yeah.
Will AJ be in the Money in the Bank match? You'd think so.
Yeah, you'd think so, huh?
You'd think it'd be him, Zayn, Corbin. I don't know if they put Owens in it. Do you think Shinsuke is going to be in the Money in the Bank match?
Ooh, I don't know. He seems like he's above Money in the Bank.
Maybe Jinder.
Yeah, I could see Jinder being Money in the Bank.
Oh, Rusev. Yeah, Rusev. It's usually five, or is it six?
Rusev. Is Rusev going to show up at Backlash, I think?
Could be.
Has to be, right?
Yeah, it could be.
Rusev, much good.
Next, Shinsuke versus Dolph. Lock.
There's not a chance Dolph Ziggler's winning this.
No.
Not a chance. This is lock of the night.
Yes.
Lock of the night. How do you say lock in Spanish? Because I know how to say de la noche. Lock in Spanish.
What does Shinsuke move on to next, or who does he?
Bloquear de la noche.
Who is Shinsuke's next feud after he beats Dolph? Or are they going to drag this out over a couple months?
God, I hope not. Ooh, they better not do that. Ooh. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Shinsuke next will be feuding with maybe Rusev. Maybe Rusev.
Maybe.
I don't know if Rusev's cleared to wrestle yet or cleared to do anything.
That's why I thought maybe he didn't show up.
Who's another heel? Baron? Nah, they're not going to have Baron against Shinsuke.
I don't know.
Next.
Main event. Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal.
Oh. Well, they confirmed it on SmackDown.
Yeah, Orton's going to win.
What
odds do you give Jinder of winning, though?
20. I'd say as high as 20.
What was our initial odds when he was first named number one contender?
None. Zero. It's moved up to 20.
Yeah, that's fair.
For a couple reasons. Business reasons. Shock value reasons.
And Jinder has been doing a great job.
Jinder's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
His body's crazy looking.
Mm-hmm.
A 1 month reign wouldn't surprise me necessarily. I mean, hell, it's one way to get the belt on another face.
Mm-hmm.
It's one way, but it's not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either.
This is going to be...
I don't think Orton's dropping that belt till SummerSlam.
Here's the thing. This is going to be a boring match. This is not going to be a fun match. It'll be a serviceable match.
Yeah.
In fact, it wouldn't surprise me if this was the penultimate match. It wouldn't surprise me if this is the one before Shinsuke versus Dolph.
Entirely possible.
They are featuring Shinsuke super heavily.
I know.
The advertisements here.
I even wouldn't be surprised if the U.S. title match was a main event.
Oh, it should be.
Yeah.
It should be.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the way Kevin Owens was almost kind of dismissive. Like, he wasn't really... Like, on commentary, he was sort of playing up Jinder because he's the heel. And he was helping, you know, he was beating up on AJ Styles. So he's complimentary of him. But, you know, I like that Kevin Owens is kind of referring to the world title or the WWE title as, you know, title basically on par with the U.S. title. You know, it's like, well, they're kind of samesies. Well, that's one title and mine is another
title. He said something to the extent of, well, yeah, I want to get that belt too sometime. But right now I got this one.
Yeah.
Effectively.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have... Everything comes down to Harper versus Rowan.
I guess so, man.
And if I hadn't changed my pick, we would be identical on everything.
Man, oh man, oh man. So it's all coming down to that. Is that the one you want to hang your hat on?
Or we have everything hinge on whether Becky turns heel.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you firmly believe that Eric Rowan is going to win?
No, but I can make a case for it.
No. So change it back to Harper.
But I mean, what's
Becky turning heel. Okay.
What's the case for Harper winning? Because Rowan won on SmackDown 2 weeks ago? If they like Luke Harper, they would do something with him.
They like Harper.
We like Harper.
All right, fine. Your case is made. You want to hang your hat on that? That's fine. But I'll tell you what. I'll bet as well on the Becky turning heel thing. Do you think Becky's not going to turn heel?
Again, a case can be made for either.
All right.
Here's what I think it might be
if
more.
If Becky turns heel and Harper wins, then we'll consider it a tie.
No, that shouldn't be. Why?
Wait, hold on a second.
No. If Becky turns heel and Rowan wins, then it's a tie.
That's what I meant. I'm sorry. That's what I meant. Yeah. Because you'll have won and I'll have won.
Yeah, it'll be a tie.
And we're both coming. But if
this is what I feel like is going to happen in this match, they're going to further the tension storyline. They're not going to, I don't know if they're going to do the heel turn here.
But it's in the middle of a, what are they going to have, another tag match? You turn heel during tag matches.
I understand.
Yeah. What are they going to do, another tag match?
Probably.
Another opportunity for, no. Not probably. What are you talking about? No way. Just turn heel, man.
We'll see.
Anyways, that's our predictions. Of course, let us know what you guys think in the comments.
Yes.
And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.